This morning at the RDI Hub in Killorglin, a €1 million pot was launched to develop innovation in mortgage services. The Mortgage Innovation Challenge is being run by Delta Partners and is being funded by Bank of Ireland and facilitated by the RDI Hub. Well, I went along earlier to the launch at the Hub and I first asked Liam Cronin, the CEO of the RDI Hub, to tell us what the Mortgage Innovation Challenge is all about.
Yeah, thanks Mary for coming out to the RDI Hub today. We're delighted to launch the Mortgage Innovation Challenge today here from the RDI Hub. So this is a national programme where we're looking for really innovative startups, scale-ups, SMEs that want to really disrupt the mortgage market. So we're looking for, you know, SMEs and startups to come in and use maybe technologies like AI, ChatGPT, AR, VR, as I said, really disrupt the market. And it's really disrupting the whole mortgage space from application right to funding and stuff like that. We're working very closely with Delta Partners on this project, and we'll be basically managing the project in terms of selecting the startups that get the funding and going through that process. So more information is available now on mortgageinnovation.ie, and we're looking for applications between here and the 23rd of June, and hopefully then we'll select some really innovative companies to take it forward from there.
And as you mentioned, you're working with Delta Partners and Bank of Ireland is funding it. I suppose, how did this come about?
Yeah, so Delta Partners reached out to us because they're very close partners with Fexco for us to basically run the fund from here. So our whole objective is to help with getting applications in for the fund, to then help with the selection process and then provide mentoring and support as well. You know, we're hoping that some of the companies will come and take space here in the RDI Hub and take advantage of the amazing mentoring we have and the amazing collaboration we have with Fexco. So it was Delta Partners selected us to run the fund for them.
Okay. And the call is out there for startups all over the country.
Yeah, it's for all startups all over the country that feel that they need support to apply on the website. The date for applications is 23rd of June, and then we'll be selecting, hopefully, the first tranche of companies in September. And if we find all the right kind of companies and the right types of innovations, we'll select all the companies for that. And if not, then we'll do another selection process later in the year. So the call to action for today is go to the website, mortgageinnovation.ie. All the details are there. There's a frequently asked questions there. The application form is there, and if not, please feel free to reach out to me at liam.cronin@rdihub.com.
And you mentioned it's all aspects of the mortgage application process. You might talk about some ideas or the kind of tech you're looking at.
Yeah, so I suppose the tech we're looking at is, you know, artificial intelligence is everywhere at the moment. You know, we're seeing a lot of work happening in the metaverse with Web 3.0. There's a lot of work happening around AR, VR. So anything that you can do to kind of speed up and automate the mortgage process, I suppose we're looking at it end to end from when somebody applies for a mortgage right through to getting approval. How can technology help, and how can technology help speed up that process?
Yeah, because I suppose it's something that hasn't moved on. Like, banks have developed their tech when it comes to apps and websites and that kind of thing, but the mortgage application process is still quite paper-based.
It is still quite paper-based, yeah, and I suppose this is kind of trying to bring it into the digital age, like, and see what kind of innovations are out there. And I suppose, like as you said, this is a national programme, so we're looking for startups, scale-ups, SMEs across the island of Ireland to apply for this programme. You've got to be an Irish registered company, and if you're bringing disruption to the mortgage innovation space, we want to hear from you.
So talk to us about the process then. The application deadline is June 23rd.
The application deadline is June 23rd, and then we will review the applications and we will select a number of those applications to come here to the RDI Hub in September to go in front of an interview panel to select the ones that are going to get funding. I suppose in terms of what we're looking for is we're looking for, you know, disruptive technology. You know, we're looking for a very, very strong team, and we're looking for a really good kind of market fit, and we're looking for somebody that, you know, the funds can actually help them in their development and bring them to the next phase of development.
Okay, and how long do you envisage it to be?
So the funding is applied to the company, so they get the whatever 150k, 200k of funding, and then we actually ask them to report on a quarterly basis in terms of what progress they've made, and we'll be there to support them on that journey. So hopefully, it depends on what they want to achieve and stuff like that. So it might be different for every company, but we'll support them on that journey.
And there may be a second tranche of funding depending on, I suppose, the number of applications and successful applicants.
Yeah, so it's a €1 million fund. So look, if in the first tranche we find 5 really innovative companies, you know, we'll allocate them the €200,000 each. But if we don't find them, then we'll do a second tranche later in the year or early next year and stuff like that. I suppose the key thing is we're trying to find disruptive technologies that are really going to help innovate the mortgage market here in Ireland.
And just once again, remind us, people can get in contact on the website or they can email yourself.
Yeah. Go to the website mortgageinnovation.ie or connect with me, liam.cronin@rdihub.com, and we'd be happy to have conversations with anybody.
Liam Cronin there, the CEO of the RDI Hub. Next, I spoke to Morris Roach and Amy Neal. They are general partners at venture capital company Delta Partners, which is running this Mortgage Innovation Challenge. I first asked Morris to tell us about the Mortgage Innovation Challenge and how it came about.
Yeah, look, we're delighted to launch it today down at the RDI Hub. The background to the Mortgage Innovation Challenge is the Bank of Ireland have taken over the KBC portfolio, and one of the conditions of the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission approval was to allocate €1 million of funding to kind of come up with innovation around the mortgage provision area, which covers a number of aspects from conveyancing to switching mortgages to credit scoring. And it's something that we will be asking people to apply to see if there's innovations in those areas.
And you work with Bank of Ireland on a regular basis. Is that how you came about to be involved?
Yeah, Bank of Ireland have been a big supporter of Delta Partners since our first fund in 1994. And they've contributed to our latest fund, which is Delta Equity 4. We've had a strong relationship with Bank of Ireland, and they've asked us to run this competition, and we're partnering with the RDI to coordinate that and run applications and run the competition. I think the applications close on the 23rd of June, and we'll have a competition day sometime in September.
And I suppose, how did the RDI Hub come to be chosen? Was it because, I suppose, it's a centre for innovation, Amy?
Yeah, we're delighted to be working with the RDI Hub. We have a great working relationship with the team down here. And of course, fantastic companies are passing through RDI all of the time. So they're the perfect partner for us to collaborate with on this initiative. We think that they get to see huge amounts of innovation. It is, of course, a nationwide competition. So we're really excited about people from all corners of the country coming forward with their ideas. But RDI Hub are the perfect partners with their focus on innovation and a strong focus on fintech as well to facilitate the competition.
And as Mara said, it's all aspects of the mortgage application process, is that right?
So we're looking for people who have fantastic ideas that will bring innovation to the whole area of the home buying and mortgage journey. And there are many points of opportunity on that sort of journey to bring innovation, all the way from process simplification through to ensuring that credit scoring is done in the most optimal way for today's environment, through to looking at how mortgages are allocated, the conveyancing around mortgages, all the way through to the lifespan of a mortgage. And anyone who's been through that process will know, you know, that there's opportunity is ripe for bringing innovation there. And so for us, we're really interested in seeing applications from people who may be working on something right now, or have been thinking about something in the back of their minds for some time, or could bring an existing product to innovate in that area. We are specifically looking for Irish companies, Irish housed companies, but we're happy if the area that they're bringing to mortgage innovation is at the early stages. It doesn't need to be fully existing and revenue generating. It can be an early idea.
I suppose this has the potential to really make a big change in the mortgage market. It is still so paper-based, really, and cumbersome, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's a whole host of different ways that people can bring innovation to the area. We've seen the world of technology change so much in the last few years. Everything from cloud-based applications brings new opportunity, all the way through to the current trends around AI. We're really excited to see how people are thinking about using data and maybe using machine learning and AI in different ways to bring innovation to the space for the benefit of the country.
Liam had mentioned earlier there is an initial tranche. There may be a second one depending on successful applicants.
Look, we're focused on finding quality. We want to find quality teams with fantastic ideas that will have the biggest impact. We're running the first tranche right now with a deadline of June the 23rd. We'll then shortlist from the applications that we receive at the end of June and invite people to pitch here in the RDI Hub in September. And based on what we see in that first tranche, we may well run a second tranche. You know, it's a fantastic allocation of grants that are available to people, and we'd encourage people to come first, step forward quickly to see if they make the match.
And there'll be assistance obviously from the RDI Hub as they are facilitating this, and I presume yourselves in Delta Partners as well.
Delta Partners has a long track record of supporting early stage companies, and of course we bring that expertise to the table along with RDI Hub. RDI Hub has fantastic credentials when it comes to running this type of programme and challenge, and so between us both we'll be working with those applicants.
And Morris, there's a pot of €1 million available.
There is a pot of €1 million available, and what we're going to try and allocate is up to 200,000. So that's kind of 5 to 6 winners, and we will do it out of over 1 or 2 programs. And in times where capital is very, very scarce, you know, this is free money, and it's trying to encourage people to come forward with applications and ideas that they might have been thinking about for a couple of years, or this might encourage them to think about some innovations in the mortgage area. We're very excited. I'm sure we'll have some great applicants. I'm sure we'll have some great winners, and we look forward to monitoring those over the next couple of years as they build out their business.
And Amy, finally, I suppose it's a great opportunity for any business out there to come up with some innovative tech to really change the banking sector.
We're really excited about the opportunity that this presents. It's the opportunity for people to step forward with things that they may have been thinking about for some time and bring true innovation to an area of fintech and the home buying journey that has been relatively untouched up until this time. So we're super excited to see the applications, and we're super excited to be able to support people to create real change.